Last spring, the federal government cut off water to about 1,500 farms in the Klamath Basin region of Oregon. It was an attempt to protect species of endangered fish, but the move enraged farmers. Today, a draft report by a group of top scientists concludes that the federal government did not have enough evidence to justify the decision to cut off irrigation water. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Last spring, things got so dry in the Klamath Basin region of southern Oregon that government officials who regulate water had to make a tough decision. Both fish and farmers rely on water, but there wasn't enough to go around. Government scientists were particularly looking out for two species of endangered suckerfish that live in Klamath Lake and endangered coho salmon that live in Klamath River. They determined the low water levels were a severe threat to the very survival of the fish. So for the first time since homesteaders began farming the land, scientists at the Department of Interior decided not to release water out of Klamath Lake. As a result, the miles and miles of irrigation ditches that farmers rely on all went dry. Today, a report from the National Academy of Sciences concludes the government did not have enough evidence to justify this decision. Dr. William Lewis of the University of Colorado Boulder chaired the committee that wrote the report.
We think that the evidence is very important, and the fact that it doesn't support their position means that their position needs to be reevaluated.
Lewis explains that water quality is as important as water level for the fish. If the water is too polluted with chemicals, fish won't thrive. Lewis says when the panel looked back at previous seasons, they saw that fish kills were not linked to low water levels.
So we can't predict the water quality conditions from the lake level.
The news of the National Academy report spread through the Klamath Basin today. Mike Byrne, a cattle rancher, says he takes the Academy's conclusion as a sort of vindication, but...
How do you fix what they did?
Meaning, how can farmers recover from a year without water? Byrne says many farmers never will. Talking from his cell phone during his daily rounds to feed his cows, Byrne says he's almost run out of feed for the year. Without water last summer, he couldn't grow any hay. He says about six farms have already gone belly up, and he's watched as banks come in to auction off what's left.
They just take all the guys' equipment and line it up in a row and... Everybody comes and bids, and what was real significant was most of the stuff that was sold didn't go into this valley. It was people from other valleys that came and bought it because there wasn't even money around here.
Byrne says if the government reverses its position and gives farmers back the water they need, he'll survive. But many environmentalists say that won't solve the continuing problem of too many claims on too little water. Jim Waltman is head of wildlife programs for the Wilderness Society.
Common sense says you've got fish that have been declining markedly at the same time that we've been diverting water out of rivers and lakes, common sense says we should try to give the fish more water.
The controversy will not end here. The National Academy Committee will present its findings to members of Congress this week and release a final report in a few months. Then it's up to the government's Fish and Wildlife Service to take another look at the distribution of water in the Klamath Basin. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.